Hi, Cullen. How's it going?
I'm fine. How are you today?
Doing well, doing well. Thank you for filling in for Gerald. I know he's off some tropical island sitting back drinking a virgin daiquiri or something
playing
like
some
that.
Golf.
Yeah, yeah, some golf. I know, I know. You know he's got to get his golf in.
That's right.
But I know we had some big stories over the weekend. It's time for our weekend wrap-up. Fill us in.
Well, you know, it's supposed to be a sweet 16th birthday party in Fayetteville on Saturday night, but instead it's going to be remembered for just senseless violence. Joseph Braxton got into a fight outside the party on Randleman Street, and then shortly after, someone shot and killed him while friends were still celebrating on the patio. The mother of the girl hosting the party said Braxton was an invited guest. She says there were all kinds of precautions taken to keep the teenagers safe. 10 adults there as chaperones, wristbands for the party, but it just wasn't enough. Investigators are still looking for three people in a dark-colored SUV. The FAA is planning to replace the entire central computer network at the Chicago Air Traffic Control Center because of the mess over the weekend. The computer system was sabotaged by a contractor who was accused of starting a fire in the basement telecommunications room, then trying to commit suicide. And that brought the city's two international airports to a halt on Friday and just created a mess throughout the weekend. Some 2,000 flights around the country were canceled well into the weekend. Of course, RDU was among the impacted airports. Maybe your ears are still ringing from the big event in downtown Raleigh over the weekend. Fayetteville Street was shut down for the annual Capital City Bike Fest. A handful of business owners complained about all the noise from Bike Fest, which is in its 10th year, but most businesses kept their doors open, welcomed the thousands of motorcycle enthusiasts who took it all in.
Colin, a busy, busy weekend. What are you guys going to cover tonight?
Just another story that just hits families with teenage drivers, and I'm one of those. Bad crash in Wake Forest today killed one Heritage High School student, injured several others. It is the second traffic death involving students just headed to school in the morning in recent weeks. We'll have more on that tonight at 5 and 6 on WRAL.
Thank you, Colin. Have a great evening, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
All right, good to be with you.